Heart to Heart is being brought to you this morning by Zunich Advisory Services. Here is Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, it is a little dreary out there. I know. It's icy and yuck, and it was real fun driving. So hopefully everybody is where they had to be, or they don't have to be anywhere today, and they can just stay inside and just enjoy looking at it from the inside, which is nice, very nice. So I'm listening to that weather, and I'm saying, oh, geez, I hope we don't have snow tomorrow, because we're taking my dad out to celebrate his birthday, and he's 87, so he's looking forward to this birthday celebration. So hopefully we're not going to let that little bit of snow stop us, because his favorite thing for his birthday is fried oysters. So we have to get those in. You know how that is when you have a favorite thing, and at this point in his life, it's time to get those. So we're going to be making that trip tomorrow, and we can all wish him a very happy birthday. So that's coming up. So today's Heart to Heart show is all about helping our local communities. And I have two guests who will be joining me who know all about that. And I'm going to be delighted to welcome Francie Delaney and Leeta Dietz to discuss two local community initiatives, Transition York PA and the York County Time Bank. So if you haven't heard about those yet, just real briefly, the York County Time Bank is an organization where you give an hour of service and you get an hour of service in return. It's sort of the old-time bartering system, and it's been very popular and helping a lot of people in our York County area. Also, we're going to talk about Transition York PA, which encourages working together using our local resources that we have here and our skills, supporting local businesses and farmers, and it's definitely a growing movement all across the U.S., and York is just one of over 100 such groups nationwide. So that's going to be very interesting. I'm going to be happy to bring that information to you. But before we get into our topics this morning, let me give you just a little background about our guests. Leeta Dietz has always had an eye on the health of local individuals and our overall community. She retired recently from her Oriental medicine practice, but she still teaches Qigong. And she's a York County native. She grew up on a farm that's now a housing development, so she's watched those changes transpire in our community. And she has been interested in local food, organic growing, working with nature using permaculture techniques, alternative currencies, and local economies, supporting local businesses for many, many years. 20 years ago, she returned to York County to practice acupuncture. In fact, she worked out of the same facility where Lillian Morgan, who was with us recently to talk about acupuncture, was. So Leeta has been involved with Susquehanna Sustainable Business Network since it began almost 10 years ago. She helped start Sproutwood's CSA, which was one of the first in the county, in 1996. She's a member of the York County Time Bank since it began 2 years ago and has been involved in the Healthy World Cafe. She coordinates community gardens at the York Friends meeting for the past 3 years, and in general, she tries to pay attention to and support any local community-based resilience-building activity in York County. So those are the kind of people that keep our community growing. And her friend and cohort, Francie Delaney, was first exposed to community awareness issues as a child growing up in the civil rights era in Oklahoma in the 60s. Her early introduction to being part of the solution, I'll say, included attending an integrated school system, tutoring at a low-income daycare program, student mentoring with mentally challenged students at school, participating in student government, and adopting a low-income family through the Neighbor for Neighbor program. More recently, she's been exploring the formation of community-based groups that can tackle rising health concerns, food deserts, that's those areas that lack access to fresh foods, and a lack of clean transportation in an affordable, safe way. She sees all these three issues as intertwined. Francie currently resides in York, PA, where she works as a physical therapist, She volunteers for Crispus Attucks Garden Projects, the Horn Farm Center, Healthy World Cafe, and she's a member also of the York Time Bank, the York Youth Correlation, and the Veterans Outreach Group. She's a co-founder of Transition York PA and part of an international organization seeking community solutions to reducing our reliance on fossil fuels. In fact, we did that this morning because they're calling in today due to a flat tire, not the bad weather. So her focus is through mindful actions, giving back to the community, and encouraging a cooperative spirit to focus on outcomes that are beneficial to all. So I know you're going to enjoy this morning, so let us welcome Lieta and Francie. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Jackie?
It's good. It's good here. How's it going for you guys?
Great.
So listen, let's take one of these at a time. So let's talk about this time bank project, because I just find that fascinating. You know, give an hour, get an hour. How simple is that? So how does it actually work?
I'm going to let Lieta talk more about that.
Okay.
That's exactly how it works. There is an... The York County Time Bank is part of Our World, which is a national coalition of time banks with 425 time banks around the country, and it provides a web-based record keeping so that you can enter the hours that you have provided and also the hours that you have spent. And there's an amazing list of possible services, anything from painting to moving furniture to decorating to child activities to preparing meals to massage therapy. I mean, just all kinds of possibilities. And the website allows you to enter the things that you are offering and the things that you're looking for. And it's a searchable database, so somebody who has painting skills and is looking to see anybody on the time bank need their house painted or a room painted can check and see what is being requested. Likewise, if you need a room painted, you can go to the website and look up and see who offers painting. And then you make those connections with the individuals that provide the services yourself.
Okay, and I love that because it's not just a single service, because, you know, a lot of us can do many things. So I love that you can put in a number of things that you are actually willing to trade.
That's right. And there's so many possibilities.
Yeah.
I needed to move my sister from the Poconos to York this spring. And so I went on the time bank and saw there were like four different people that had moving and hauling listed as one of the things they could offer, and got two of them to help me. It was great.
Oh, I love that.
I earned like 15 hours by, you know, this whole day process. Of course, I went in the hole a little bit, but I could build back up then. It doesn't matter if you run a deficit, as long as you don't consistently run a deficit. You can run a deficit and build back up again, no problem.
Okay, and it's interesting. You know, I also think a very nice thing about this is if you've been thinking about trying something, like for instance, Lieta, you would offer acupuncture. You know, that might be something that somebody's wanted to try, but, you know, didn't really want to, you know, have the money right now to try that. And they could actually trade for that as well, right?
That's correct.
So, you know, there's lots of things out there that you might have wanted to just try for the first time like that. And it can also be simple things. I was looking over some of the services that were listed on the brochure. And these are also on the website, too, right, Lieta?
That's correct.
Right.
And there are many more on the website.
Right. So, I mean, simple things like carpentry, cleaning. Computer advice, so that might be really handy for a lot of people. You know, if you don't have one of these savvy, young, techie people in your family, this could be the perfect solution for people who just need a little help, you know, with a computer. Gardening help, if you have a garden. and you need a little help with some of the things there, like digging it in the spring, because that's a little harder for you, that's also something that you might be able to trade for. Simple things like gift wrapping and preparing meals for people that might need a little help with that. I think it's fascinating, all the things that we can do. Photography. I mean, just looking at all this stuff, sewing. I mean, my goodness, these are things that a lot of people used to do for themselves, but we just don't do anymore. So it's so wonderful to know that there are people out there that are talented in these areas that are willing to share their expertise with us.
I'd like to add one more thing about the time bank. Organizations that rely heavily on volunteers can become organizational members, and then their volunteers can join the time bank. And then any hours that they spend, like Healthy World Cafe has made use of this, they rely heavily on volunteer hours. And so those volunteers who volunteer with Healthy World Cafe can then bank those hours. Organizations act more as just a conduit for their volunteers to earn time bank hours. They're not required to do any record keeping on their own.
It's right.
Volunteers to do that.
But that's quite an advantage, because if you are somebody who does do volunteering, here you can get paid back, so to speak, you know, from somebody else through the time bank. I love that they are joined in with that. Okay, and I do one quick question. So since this is just a bartering thing and there's no money passing, is there anything we have to worry about with taxes or anything like that?
Actually, time is not taxable, which is why it's a time bank.
Wonderful.
Bartering is actually taxable.
Oh, really?
Yes, you're supposed to be able to, you know, somebody works on your car and you do something else for them, and you do it directly one-to-one in an exchange, the IRS has figured out how to tax that.
Ah.
This being a time bank, and you're not necessarily doing something for the person that did something for you. I think in all my exchanges, there's like one situation where that has happened. I do something for somebody, earn some hours, I spend those hours on something that somebody else does.
Okay.
And they can't tax time, so...
Wonderful. So there you go. So nobody has to worry about that. And so this is just such a great opportunity. It's all of York County. So think about that and things you might be able to make use of. All right. So we're going to take a quick break now, and then we'll be right back, and we're going to talk about Transition York, PA.
Okay. Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. We'll be back.
Okay, everybody, we're back, and we're talking about some community initiatives in the York County area that benefit everybody who's a York Countyan. And we were just talking about the time bank and about how you give an hour and you get an hour, and it also is a great thing for people who volunteer at different groups. So hopefully that's something now you can take a look at and take advantage of. And we're going to switch gears now. We're going to talk about another organization called Transition York, PA. And Transition York really began in the early in 2011 as a number of concerned people in our community began to meet and look at the different challenges and the possibilities presented by the changing climate, economics, and energy. And they created working groups to focus on different aspects of making York County a more resilient community. So, Francie, tell us a little bit about how this got started and what these different working groups are and what they've been doing.
Yeah, the international movement started back in 2004, and then I was meeting with John Darby, who is currently at the Horn Farm Center, and we were discussing, like you said, different issues about healthcare, energy issues, food deserts, and such, and decided to start to kind of put the word out and see who else was interested in trying to come up with a more comprehensive, holistic approach to addressing this. So we were looking at not only the issues with food, the issues with fuel, but also the issues with spirituality and the community and how we can get the community involved. And basically, not wanting to start up another nonprofit that's going to be competing with funds or anything, but just stay at a grassroots level and figure out where the gaps are in the community. So we were looking at the food initiatives strongly and how we could get healthy food into the inner city and healthy food out to even the rural communities. A lot of people out there don't seem to have straight access to the farmers anymore. So that's something that we've been focusing on, and also trying to get different transportation initiatives going and getting people to think more about how they can spend less time and energy outsourcing and more, you know, supporting our local initiatives, supporting local people, and helping our own communities and making them stronger.
Right. And when you talk about outsourcing in that context, Francie, what were you referring to?
I was talking about how a lot of food is starting to come in from China and Mexico and mm-hmm. other areas, and we have such a wealth of farmers right here in our own community who are not being utilized fully. So that's something that we're looking at and trying to push, and also just getting people in the community to start having direct contact with their food again, such as, you know, kids. Like, I, as a physical therapist, I work with children in their homes, and I was bringing in fresh extra veggies from the farm and handing them tomatoes, like a six-year-old, and they thought it was a ball to play with. So getting them to have that contact. So I'm
right.
working with Crispus Attucks and their garden initiative, and it's really cool because you have little 4 and 5-year-olds who are, instead of saying, ooh, that's disgusting, kale, you know, or broccoli or whatever, they're like, oh, can I try some of that? Can I taste some of that?
Yeah, because now it's something that they recognize. You know, it's funny because when you buy things at the store, they just don't even get it, like, where that comes from. I remember even my husband, it's like buying meat from the grocery store. I mean, he grew up in Philadelphia. And, you know, it's like he just didn't really have a context for, like, where that really came from in the animal.
Yeah.
You know, and the same thing with plants, as you said. It's like when you've had a little experience in growing your own and you've watched those little shoots come out of the ground and turn into leaves and a whole little vegetable, it makes you want to try it. And the flavor and everything is so different.
And it's also brought in the seniors from the community and the high school students. You know, everybody is interested in helping that flourish, helping that grow.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I looked at your brochure, it talked about, you know, the food and water, transportation, energy, living arts. Now, what do they mean by living arts?
Basically using, like, recycled products, figuring out how to, and it can be more than that. Living arts encompasses a huge amount of things, even like creating music, taekwondo, you know, all kinds of different things can be considered living arts. But just figuring out how to mesh all these things and strengthen your community at the same time, and also encourage exercise, because when you have healthy food and you're exercising, your body, your mind is a lot more in tune, and you feel healthier, and the community is a lot healthier because you're starting to work with each other, such as, you know, taking a walk with your neighbors versus sitting there watching the television. It's different small things that you can do, and those can kind of domino into larger things in the community that can get going, such as, like, we have the Healthy World Cafe now that's starting to get off the ground, and the Horn Farm Center, where they have an incubator farm center, you know, for farmers who are trying to start small farms. And they have community gardens there. They have educational programs, and also looking at some of this old skills. Like, you have a lot of skills that the old timers used that can actually still be very useful nowadays.
And for instance, are you talking about things like canning and putting foods up, or?
For instance, in the last few years, the number of community gardens in York have grown to 7. And one of those is actually a school-promoted and managed, the Hope Street Garden.
Wonderful.
Which is open to any of the school students in the city of York.
Wonderful. So they actually have this opportunity to get out there and try it.
It's part of their program, their learning program, yes.
Yeah, it's part of the curriculum now, so how wonderful for people. Now, Francie, how do people get involved with some of these things with Transition New York?
Yeah, we have a website, and we also have an email that where you can contact us. And just basically, we also have a Google group where you can propose something that you feel would be good for the community and earth-friendly. So through those things, you can communicate with us.
Okay, and let's give everybody the website.
Okay. The website is www.transitionyork.org.
Okay. All right, wonderful. So people can get on there, find out more of what's going on. And is there also a phone number?
We don't really have a phone number anymore, per se.
Okay.
But we also have an email.
Okay, wonderful.
TransitionYorkPenn, that's P-E-N-N, @gmail.com.
Okay, wonderful. So people can get on there and find out more about some of the different initiatives. And same thing for the Time Bank. I'm sure that there is a website for that. How about Leada?
York County Time Bank, all one word, .wordpress.com.
Okay, wonderful. So that's how you can get on, and you can find out more about the Time Bank and what's available for services and how it all works. York County Time Bank. .wordpress.com. So lots of really good initiatives, and I love that it's grassroots, you know, coming from the people, you know, straight up. So wonderful that you two have been involved in those things and are able to keep that moving in our community. And I just have this sense that more young people are getting more involved too in the local things as well.
Yes. I just like to add that over the last 10 years, all kinds of grassroots things have been rising. Buy Fresh, Buy Local York County, the Susquehanna Sustainable Business Network, which is local businesses who are also trying to do their business in a sustainable way, and the York County Food Alliance, which is addressing at an institutional level, getting healthier food into hospitals, schools, trying to link farmers and schools together. And it's fascinating watching how in the last 10 years, so many different grassroots efforts have been just sort of sprouting and growing.
Right, and adding so much to our community. Well, thank you so much, Francie and Leada. The time goes by so quickly, but I love knowing what's going on in our community and what kind of help is out there for all of us and how we could get involved, too, if we want to be part of this growing movement. So we'll thank you again, and everybody will be right back after this short message. Okay, everybody, we're back, and I want to thank once again my guest this morning, Francie Delaney, and also Leada Dietz. We were talking about the York County Time Bank and Transition York PA, and these are organizations that are countywide, so wherever you are out there in York County, please take advantage and join in with our community to make it a better place. Next week, I'm going to flip gears on us again, and we're going to go back. We're going to be having on psychic medium Deanna Fitzpatrick from the Delaware area. And Deanna is a very, very gifted medium. And so I'm happy to have her joining us. Also, I wanted to let everybody know that this is that ho-ho-ho time of year, and I have gift certificates available from my website or also by calling my office, and they make wonderful gifts for people who've always wanted to try connecting with their loved ones on the other side. Nothing like being able to reach out and talk to those you love that you haven't seen for a while. So go ahead, give me a call. My office number is 717-968-5289, or get on my website. They come in any denomination from a full 1 hour reading down to a $10 little stocking stuffer. So lots of options there for people. And I can either have them emailed to you so they're like instant, or I can print them out myself and mail them to you as well. So they make great gifts. Also, I wanted to let everybody that I've been doing something new this year. I've actually been doing a Christmas party and for some local businesses as well. And also was up at Fifth Avenue Hair Salon in Carlisle. So that's been all kinds of fun. It's just been a blast. So if your office or organization is tired of the same old Christmas lunch or party, give me a call. This could be something new and exciting and very interesting for your group. Okay. Also, I've got some new classes coming up. I have an animal communication class that's going to be held in Mountville in the Lancaster area on February 21st. And again, if you've ever thought about tuning in to your pets and learning how to communicate with them and get things back, this could be just a wonderful way to spend an afternoon there. I also have an opening your intuition class scheduled in March 14th here in the Hanover area at All As Well Associates. So that is also coming up. So get on my website, JackieLebeau.com. JacquieLebeau.com for more information about those classes and how you can register as well. I'm thinking that sort of gives us everything that I needed to catch you up on. It's a busy time of year, so take time to enjoy. It's a wonderful time, and I'll see you next Tuesday.